So do you live close to here?
Did I then?
Do what? You now?
Do you now?
Oh, I live 3 miles out in the country.
Mm-hmm. So it's just right outside of town?
You know where Hembry Grove is, the subdivision?
We don't know Roswell that well yet. We're going to drive around and look though this afternoon.
So is it busy? The road's busy by where you live?
Oh yeah.
Are your roads busy by where you live? The road in front of your house?
Is there busy? A lot of traffic?
Yeah, a lot of traffic. This car stopped all along. You can't go to the mailbox unless you want to put on a show.
Oh no!
Because I carry my umbrella with me.
That's true.
For the shade?
Yeah. Or shaking at the driver.
I can't see, you know, when the sun hits my eye. Mm-hmm. I can't see.
Shade.
Wow. So you'd say the biggest change is all the new people moving in, huh?
Right.
But there's probably still a good many Southern people left, huh?
And another thing, the new people don't seem to be as honest as we were. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So I guess now people have to lock their doors and stuff, whereas probably when you were coming up, it wasn't that big a deal, huh?
No, we didn't even have to lock our doors.
Close your door.
What?
So you didn't have to worry about closing the door, just shut the screen.
Yeah, just close the screen and hook it.
Wow.
This is Mr. say, but just the house I grew up in, the front door didn't even have a lock on it. Right. I remember when they put the lock on it, we'd leave and go to Florida for a week, and nobody thought about locking the door.
Wow.
So people back then were honest.
Yeah.
And that means everything in a community.
Yeah. Yeah. Southern people are good people.
That's the first thing about good living, is everybody's honest.
Yep.
And they're usually Christian, are they? That's why they're honest. I mean, we don't have as many Christians as we used to have in Roswell.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure do appreciate all you've told us and helped us with.
Well, I'm not very good at talking.
I can't tell it right.
You told us a lot of good stuff. Yeah, we learned a lot from you.
And when I talk for these northern folks, they laugh about the way I pronounce everything, you know.
You asked earlier about some of the sayings mm-hmm. and things. Tell them a couple of the things, some things that she asked you about as far as Southern sayings that you and or Papa and Mama used to say. I know I've heard you come out with a couple of them when you talk about...
Well, I can't think of them.
Well, like Titus Dick's hat band.
Yeah.
Yeah, Titus Dick's hat band. That's Mama used to say that.
What else would she say?
Oh, there was a saying for everything. Once in a while, I come out with one that tickles her to death. But now I can't think of them.
Where did Titus Dick's hat band come from? Your mama just made it up? No, that's a common saying. Oh, how
the corset you put on.
Oh.
Say something being real large, she would say, that looks like a family moved out.